And if a child's given the same name that her mother has, you say they named the child
after her mother.
And something people drink for breakfast.
Coffee?
If you wanted some coffee and there weren't any ready, you say, I have to go.
Make some coffee.
Did you ever say cook some coffee?
No.
And talk about putting milk in coffee. You say some people like it. How?
I don't know what you call it when you put milk in it. I don't use it, but...
Are you drinking your coffee?
Black. Black if you don't put any milk or sugar in it. That's what we call it.
If you put milk in it, you say you're drinking it.
I don't know.
Drink, or you say some people eat cornflakes dry, but most people like them.
With milk, I guess.
Huh?
With milk.
And if you don't put milk in them, you're not drinking them with milk. Not eating them with milk, you're eating them...
Without, I guess.
Huh?
Without.
Okay. And, did you ever hear the other name for black coffee?
Oh, yes. Java and,
did you ever hear drinking coffee barefooted?
No.
And... say, this morning at 7 o'clock, I what breakfast?
I had what?
At 7 o'clock, I
ate breakfast.
And yesterday at that time, I had already
eaten.
And tomorrow, I'll
eat it.
And what's something kind of like a pie, only it's got several layers of, say, apples and strips of dough in it. You call it a
cake?
Or it's like a pie. It's got layers of apples.
Oh, yeah. I know what you mean. Oh. I forgot.
Did you ever hear of cobbler?
Cobbler. Peach cobbler. Now, yes. That's what I was trying to think of.
What about deep apple pie or family pie?
I think that's the same as cobbler, really.
What have you heard it called?
Cobbler.
If someone has a good appetite, you say he sure likes to put away his
food.
And food taken between regular meals is called a
snack.
And what would you call a sweet liquid that you can make to pour over and put in your pie? Would you call it a dip or dressing or sauce?
Sauce. Yeah, sauce. Sauce.
And if dinner was on the table and the family's standing around the table, you tell them to go ahead and
eat.
Or they're standing. You tell them to
sit down.
So they went ahead and they
sat down.
And no one else was standing because they had all.
They were all sitting down.
Or they had all done what?
Sat down.
And if you were thirsty, you might go over to the sink and pour yourself a.
Drink of water, glass of water.
You said the glass fell off the sink and
broke.
So somebody has
broken the glass.
You say, I didn't mean to
break it.
And if you had some butter that was kept too long and it didn't taste right.
Rancid.
Huh?
It was rancid.
And melt it, you let it sit and it gets thick.
It's sour. It was sour clabber.
Okay.
Yeah.
What would you make with that?
You could make a cream cheese, or we used to call it curd. They put this clabber in a bag sort of thing, maybe like a towel, dish towel, and let the liquid drip out of it and make a hard curd, they call it. You'd put cream on it and sugar and eat it.
Was it lumpy or smooth?
No, it was smooth, just one big round ball.
What about cream cheese?
That same thing. Curd was a local name for it.
Uh-huh.